Welcome now to the Midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland, as promised, here in our Buck studio with more live music. And if I were to go through all of the various accolades and experiences of our featured violinist today, well, we wouldn't have time for the show. So we'll cut that pretty short, but to say that Hannah White is the 2018 winner of the Final Forte with a performance, quite the brilliant performance with the Madison Symphony a couple of months ago. And she hails from Germantown, Wisconsin, where she's homeschooled for, what is it, about another week. Welcome to the Midday, Hannah.
Thank you.
Because you're heading off to college in the fall, right?
Yes, I'll be going to college in about 2 months, but in a week I'll be going to Aspen first.
Ah, Aspen. Okay, yeah. And what will you be doing there?
I'll be doing the summer camp in Aspen.
So what does that entail?
It's a two-month summer camp, and I'll be studying with my teacher there, Mr. Lipsett. And, yeah, it's my first time going, so it should be fun.
Well, I hope so. Yeah. Yeah, that is part of the idea, although, of course, there's a lot of serious music making, too. Mm-hmm. And you have, as I mentioned, a lot of competition winnings behind you. And how do you feel about competitions? Is it something that you look forward to, or is it more work than pleasure?
I enjoy the preparation. I like getting ready. I feel like I need a lot of goals to keep improving. So I enjoy competitions. It's one of my favorite things.
And how do you feel about broadcasts? You've been on From the Top, and I imagine quite a number of other things, too.
Uh-huh. This is really fun, too.
Well, we'll try to keep it that way.
Yeah.
Now, you have prepared some solo violin for us to get started. And before we get started, can we silence any other extraneous noise that would probably be interfering with the beauty of Hannah White and Johann Sebastian Bach? And then we will resume. And as far as these pieces by Bach, these are for solo violin, some of the several sonatas that he wrote for solo violin. What do you feel that you bring to these two movements?
I just feel very connected to Bach because it's very church-like, and I guess it kind of fits me being a Christian, I guess. So I feel really connected to it.
Okay, and is there anything particular about these two movements you'll be playing that you want to highlight?
These are just the Bach Sonata number 2, the 3rd and 4th movement are just my favorite Bach Sonata, even out of the partitas. It's just my favorite two Bach.
That's good enough. That's all you need to say. Here we go.
Thank you.
Andante and Allegro from Bach's Violin Sonata number 2 in A minor. How about a pop quiz, Hannah? If you were to apply just one word to those movements that you played, what would it be?
Bold.
Okay, that works. It's certainly true in your case, yes. And what was it like? You've played a couple of times now in Carnegie Hall, sold out, and great reviews from the New York Times. What was that like?
I was expecting to kind of be a little, I wouldn't say nervous, but maybe. But it was actually really fun. The audience was very, they were a fun audience to play for. They were kind of screamy in the middle of my
playing. They were screamy?
Yeah, like cheering.
Okay. Well, you know, our audience here, if you feel so moved, go ahead. So do you like a big audience?
I love big crowds when I play. I feel more comfortable with a big crowd, I guess.
Is that because you get sort of this critical mass of enthusiasm or reaction?
Maybe. I'm not really sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's one of those mysteries of performing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That it helps to have an audience.
Mm-hmm.
Now, about this Sibelius, I imagine you've played it a number of times before. It's one of the major violin concertos out there.
Yes, I played this about 3 years ago, and I just picked it up about a month ago. So, yeah, it's one of my favorite concertos. I really love Sibelius and the third movement, which I won't be playing today, but I really love the third movement also.
You're going to be playing it differently than you played it 3 years ago, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how?
When I played it 3 years ago, it was, for some reason, it was a little bit harder for me to memorize for some reason. Maybe just because I'm older with a little more experience, so it's...
Well, it's a muscle, you know, in a way. It's just muscle,
yeah.
The whole memory, right?
Yeah.
So and you've used it a lot in the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, obviously our radio audience can't tell, but you are playing these things from memory, which really, in the long run, if you can pull it off, is to your advantage, don't you think?
Yes.
Well, give us a demonstration. So this is the first movement?
Mm-hmm.
Of the Sibelius Violin Concerto in D, and this will bring in your pianist, Jesse Kohlberg.
Thank you.
Well, I think Sibelius would have been proud. Nice to see that smile at the end of the movement, too. Kind of a smile of, if not absolute triumph, absolute pleasure, I think. But both. Our violinist for the midday today, here in our Buck studio, playing live, Hannah White, the winner of the 2018 Final Forte, in which she played one of the, was it the Saint-Saëns' third violin concerto with the Madison Symphony, and quite a dazzling performance that was, too. You seem to be playing as much by touch as by sight. Is that true? A lot of times it looked as if you weren't even looking at the violin.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like I connect better if I just don't even look. Sometimes I just turn my head to the side or look down. So I listen to my sound better. It's easier for me to hear instead of like monitoring my fingers, I guess.
less distracting in a way. I mean, from the sound itself. And now back for one more with my guest Hannah White, and a very, very accomplished violinist who has performed with not just the Madison Symphony, the Cleveland Symphony, performed in Carnegie Hall, performed with the Milwaukee Symphony, been on From the Top, and as I've mentioned a couple of times, the winner of the Bolt's Young Artist Competition, that's the Final Forte with the Madison Symphony, and many things to come, too. She's just finishing up her senior year in the next week or two, homeschooled in Germantown.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's off to, well, after the Aspen Music Festival.
Right, which is about 2 months.
And then it's off to Los Angeles for a college career at the Colburn Conservatory. And so are there particular effects, violin effects, Hannah, that you find most challenging?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Effects for the violinist that you find, you know, most challenging for you personally.
Well, I feel like I'm always going to struggle with intonation and just, I don't know. I guess intonation's like the biggest thing that I feel like I'm just never going to like. It's just something I'm just going to keep working towards.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but none of those like high notes, which, you know, require some extreme dexterity to pull off. That just comes fairly easily for you?
I guess that's not really my struggle,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's just sound and vibrato for me.
Vibrato?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What makes vibrato a challenge?
'Cause, like, 2 years ago, my vibrato used to be very uneven, and I don't know, it used to start and stop a lot. And when I went to Danielle Belen, she told me, which is my new teacher, she told me my vibrato was very uneven. So that's just something we've been working on, getting it even. I practice with a metronome. It sounds really disgusting,
really?
But it's been helping.
Well, you know, whatever works, that's fine.
Yeah.
Now, I think there's some vibrato in Tsigan, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe a fair amount of it, though. The whole idea being that this is the kind of flamboyant gypsy style of violin playing, but filtered through a French impressionist composer.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't get a lot better than that. So what appeals to you about Tsigan?
I like this type of music. I hear a little hint of like, sounds a little Jewish to me. And
Sure.
I love that type of music, so I really enjoy this piece. It's another one of my favorites, so I guess I'm just playing all my favorites today.
Well, that's absolutely fine, because they're our favorites, too. Now, the unusual thing about Tsigan is it takes a while for you to show up. I mean, your pianist, Jesse Kohlberg, is going to like be carrying the show for about the first 5 minutes, right?
Right. This is different, where the cadenza's in the beginning, which is pretty rare for violin pieces. So.
Other way around. The violin's going to play first for a very long
time. And then the orchestra kicks in, that's right.
Yep.
I'm glad you caught me on that.
Yep.
Sure.
You probably sit back and listen for a while.
Yeah, that's Jesse putting in her more than 2 cents worth in terms of how this piece works. It's very unusual that way, though. I can't think of anything else offhand that would work quite that way. So, and it's very effective when you, piano/orchestra, come in that way. That's where it really becomes almost like an immersion in warm water You know, it's got that very French impressionistic quality to it. All right. Anything else about Sagan? This gypsy flair, okay. One of the most famous and favorite of violin pieces, certainly of the 20th century. Sagan by Ravel, the violinist is Hannah White and the pianist, Jesse Kohlberg.
Thank you.
right. The operative word is brava for that performance of Tzigan, a tribute to the sound of the gypsy fiddler by Maurice Ravel and our violinist for the occasion in our Buck studio today, Hannah White, and her pianist, Jesse Kohlberg, going through that spectacular, I want to call it a steeple. Go ahead, fan yourself. You certainly have reason to have been warmed up by that performance. What are you going to be tackling next, Hannah, when you go to Aspen or when you go to school in Los Angeles, do you think? Next challenge.
Well, I go on tour in the UK. Actually, like, I take a break from Aspen and I leave to go on a week tour in the UK. And tomorrow, I actually have another concert where I'm playing Sagan. And I have, I don't know, you might usually my mom's eyes be up for things that I find out, like, a few days before. So, like, a few days ago, she was like, hey, you have a concert this week. So,
well, yeah. Nice to have somebody remind you or have a team working on it anyway. Yeah. So you have actually quite a number of pieces on in your immediate future that you're going to be working on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I wish you luck, but you don't need that as you have talent and a lot of hard work behind you. But
thank you
very much for joining us and performing so capably on the midday today.
Thank you for having me.